I like what you did with your husband. The your husband's a chef, which is so great. I mean, especially during this time. So this sounds like kind of a cool idea. You sold a TV show. I don't know who to who, but the show.
They offered it to us. Yeah. We weren't pitching.
Right, right. No, I understand that. What network is this going to air on? The cooking show, I mean. What network is
it? They reached out and were like, do you guys feel like making a cooking show? I was like, I don't know how to cook at all. They were like, well, he could teach you. And I was like, all right. And they made these, they were like, we'll give you some money. And also they agreed to donate $50,000 to the Middleway House, which is like this amazing domestic violence and sex trafficking shelter in Indiana, and to the Immokalee Coalition, the Fair Food Project, which is for farmers to protect them because, so that they can be treated like humans. So the Food Network, agreed to do that. And so we were like, let's do it. And
so let me understand it. So in other words, your husband is a professional chef.
Yes.
And he is going to teach you how to cook. Now you see.
Right.
Now, are you going to make a lot of jokes while he's teaching you to cook, or are you going to take it seriously?
I mean, we already shot it. Like, we shot the first season. Yeah. No, I make jokes the whole time. I mean, it's just us being ourselves. So I'm like trashing him and he's like belittling me. And like, we both have like learning disabilities. So we get like, we lose focus and then, it's, and we fight. It's just like, it's ridiculous. And I make drinks and then we're kind of like half in the bag. But I am learning how to cook, which is so cool because I really didn't really know.
So in other words, if I watch the show while it's entertaining, I am actually going to learn how to cook something. It's not, you're not going to blow off that aspect of it, right?
Right. And make a cool cocktail. Like if you don't know already, like if they're pretty basic, it's like Moscow Mule old fashioned, but
See, I think that's good because I don't know how to, people come over and they want a mixed drink. I don't know how to fucking make a mixed drink. I don't drink. So it's like, but I do want to know how to do it.
I bartended for like 10 years, so I know how to do that. And I don't think the Food Network knew that, but it's cool. So I can like just kind of share little like hacks from bartending. And I don't know. I hope it's good. I mean, they were like, do you want to do this? We shot it ourselves. Our nanny is the camera person.
Wow.
We have like these preset cameras and then Jane is filming it. And they just sent us the first two episodes and like half the shots are like kind of out of focus, but it's funny. It's so insane. And then we shot it when Gene was taking his nap. So he wakes up, guess what? He's on the show.
Isn't that a weird kind of pressure when you have a little kid like that, that literally you live in fear that he's going to wake up because you have to finish what you're doing.